Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load. Joining us now from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford, the Barefoot Defender. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, too, and all your fine listeners.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. So, really, truly, all that's changed now is the date, because the fight goes on, doesn't it?
The fight absolutely goes on. We're just renew our effort and keep going after them.
With from now, would you be going to SHOT Show?
Yes, I will be at SHOT Show.
So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas with no masks on.
Yeah. There is that, though. You know, they always talk about the SHOT Show flu, and everybody comes down sick after SHOT Show's over. I guess it's just so many massive people crammed in one small area, and it's not a small area, I guess. It's like four different floors and four different casinos.
The thing about it is, I think that I don't know if it's necessarily at, you know, like when I was going to SHOT Show, that was four flights in a week. And I know they've got all the scrubbers and everything in the airplane and everything, but you're sitting much more, in much closer proximity than you are at SHOT Show in any given moment. But for you, for SHOT Show, since you guys are an advocacy group, will you just be going there to try to create new alliances and new coalitions?
Yeah, pretty much that's what we do. At SHOT Show, you can't even sign a new membership up at SHOT Show. So please go to gunowners.org and sign up now. So we won't have to worry about signing you up at SHOT Show.
Yeah, sorry.
And something else, too, is at SHOT Show, we can't, no money can change hands at SHOT Show. So we just, we get new strategic partners and things like that with industry, and that's what's important at SHOT Show. And I will be giving my book out for free at SHOT Show at 3 o'clock, and I think it's Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be giving my book out for free and doing a signing at SHOT Show. So come by the booth if you're going to SHOT Show. It's a great time to meet.
Will you go out on Industry Day? Will you go to the range on Industry Day and shoot some guns?
No, I am. That's really reserved for the influencers, they call them. The YouTubers, the media people that, talk about what's new and what's great. And, you know, those guys are the ones that sell the guns. And so.
Yeah, but you're the Barefoot Defender. You actually use them.
Yeah, but I will be going, to the gathering in South Carolina, March, and 15,000 shooters will be there.
And where's that going to be at again?
It's in Clinton, South Carolina. And it's somewhere around where it's put on partially by Palmetto State Armory.
Okay.
And
so you're in somewhere. So you going? And where did you say it's going to be again? Clinton? Is that what you said?
I think that's what they say.
Yeah.
Around Clinton, South Carolina.
You're going
out away from it.
Yeah.
Out away from everything. And actually, you get to go out there and they have, it's a big 3-day event.
Right.
And last year they said we had 17 bays for shooting. and they estimated 10,000 rounds per day, per day.
That just sounds free from where I'm at right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to see you.
Well, you'll have to let me know those dates and everything. I'll try to make that happen and everything. Clinton House has some nice 1,000-yard ranges, too, Stephen. You can take and shoot some long-range shots at that place.
Yeah, they actually, if you sign up, Barrett signs people up before the event, and they let you shoot at a mile. And if you can hit the target at a mile, you get a coin that says that you're in the 1 mile club.
Yeah, well,
you have to sign up ahead of time to be able to do that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so that it's a really, really cool event. So I'll get to shoot all the latest and greatest then. And again, please come out to that event too. And sign up at gunowners.org and, help us fight the fight. You know, we're renewing the fight here this year, starting all over again and pushing forward, fighting for your rights.
Clinton House is where all of the big gun manufacturers is. It's a little north of the middle of the state. It's in Lawrence County, I believe it is. Clinton is an old college town, and Clinton House is right out there. It's a lovely facility. You will love it there. And you let me know when you're going, and I'll try to make that happen. I'll try to get my whole radio station show up, and we'll just do some stuff.
Well, again, like I say, we scare the liberals to death when we get together. If you can imagine full automatics being fired there, and you can have your chance to shoot them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full automatics, suppressed, and anything you can imagine. All the latest, the newest things out there, you know, from Springfield Armory. And I've really become a big fan of Palmetto State Armory and some of the things that they're doing with the Jackal and things like that. And, you know, innovative things are happening, you know, and Smith & Wesson, you know, you name it, they'll be out there. Sons of Liberty Gun Works, Daniel Mathant, just a lot of fun things to shoot. And last year they had two mod deuces set up, chain fed 50 calibers, and man, you could hear it, you could feel it as they were being shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you've ever been, all our military guys have been around mod deuces before, but
that's a very distinctive thumping that you feel in the air.
Yeah, you can feel it deep down your bones.
Yeah.
You know, when they cut loose with mod deuces, and they had two of them there, so you could get it in stereo effect.
Well, I imagine with all the stuff that is going on right now, like in Illinois, where they have failed with their, you know, nobody's registered their weapons, and they're making the noise about all the stuff that goes on. If you don't register your weapons, that's one thing you guys will be looking at, I'm sure. New York is still in play. California just passed a law and everything. So you guys, you guys took enough time to pour some sparkling water and, you know, click some glasses and back to work, right?
Absolutely. You know, we look back at the what we've won, and we've won way more than we've lost this past year. But we have suffered some losses. Like I say, in Illinois, we overturned that, and then they kind of pushed it through and overturned it again, and now we're going forward with it and appealing all of that and fighting it all the way to the Supreme Court. And this is going to be an important one, because if we overturn it at the Supreme Court level, it is nationwide at that point. And let's fight it. Let's fight it. Let's take it all the way there. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And back in December, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the bump stock case, and they are supposed to come out with their ruling
early in the summer. So Bumpstock Case has the potential to overturn not only Bumpstock,
Stephen
receiver rule.
We have run out of time. Gunowners.org. I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Playing musical guest right now. This is, I've never had this happen before. My next guest has somebody on hold, so we're going to do this really quick. Joining me from investusa.org is Michael Letts. He also writes for AmericanThinker.com. Happy New Year, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Bill. It's a lot going on into this new year and a lot to talk about. So I'm excited that we're able to keep your listeners informed about what they're seeing change basically on a day-to-day basis.
Well, so, yeah, really, like minute to minute almost. I'm going to tell you one thing I've been considering, and New York is my focus, because I've always wanted to go to B&H Camera Store in New York and buy a camera and then go take pictures of all of that old architecture around there. And
wow.
That's never going
to be there.
Yeah, that's never going to happen now, though, because they've gone woke. And now, of course, the process of going broke. What do you see happening with New York?
Well, we just issued a press release on New York. We're going to be doing, and I'm announcing it on your show. You know, they're announcing it across the country. Here's where New York is at. They have lost over 4,500 officers. That's over a third of their force in the last year. It is unsustainable for the remaining officers left to maintain law and order. In New York. New York City is fixing to go to the comic book way of Gotham City, where it will be just so bedridden with crime, you won't, unless you want to die, you won't be there. So, what does their illustrious leadership have as a solution? Unfortunately, and I'm so frustrated, Bill, because the mayor, I know Eric well, that used to be a captain of the NYPD.
Right.
But rather than deal with what we know works, here's his solution. He has come out and said, you know, we can't deal with any more illegal immigrants because it's costing us billions. So D.C. either send billions more or stop sending us immigrants. Now, you know, that is not what the left liberal democratic ideology in Washington wants to hear. So they have now turned on Mayor Adams, Eric, and the FBI has come in and decided they're going to investigate his campaign to see if there is any foreign contributions that were accepted. They're trying to shut him down. But here's what he should have done. This is where he and I have locked horns. You will not be able to sustain New York City or its residents without bringing in violent crime under control. You can't do that without a police force. So what he should be doing is instead of trying to find more money for illegal immigrants, and how is he doing that? He's putting a hiring freeze, no more cops, equipment freeze, no more vests, no more anything. And he's actually scaling back and making them do more with less. You got to be on the, you can't drive as much now because that costs gas. You can't do anything. So he is trying to get 60% to make it look like there's 100% of cops. What's going to happen in about 2-3 weeks? He's going to lose a substantial number of the other 60%. He can't, it's just not sustainable. So here's what we're going to do, Bill. We have just issued a release that we're going to go to D.C. I mean, to New York, excuse me.
Right.
We're going to hold a press conference with the police commissioner. We're going to show him this is not just really from Invest. This is a national grassroots movement that supports his first responders. So first responders, would you bite the bullet, stay put, don't go anywhere, and then we're going to put them on the spot. We're going to listen. Either you come up with additional funding, and we're going to go to the businesses. We've got the Jewish community involved, other things. Either we have to rally behind our first responders and bring crime under control in this city, and then we're going to take this bottle and go everywhere with it. Or you better pack your bags. You got 24 hours before you get out of the city. Because it's fixing to collapse.
Right.
And it will be interesting to see. That is not what the mayor wants. The mayor is saying he'll boycott the press conference. I don't really give a horse's behind whether he boycotts the press conference or not. This is about the people of New York City.
Right.
And they have no other choice. They have boxed themselves into the corner. Some of these are good people. Some of them are idiots, but some of them are good people. And they have idiots for leadership. So if we don't do something very quickly, Bill, New York City will never be like it used to be the way you and I remember it.
Right.
So it will be interesting to see whether they heed the call or whether they dig themselves deeper into that hole. But I think the hole is about as deep as it's going to get, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The problem is they keep digging.
Yeah, but at some point in time, you used to say when you and I were kids,
they're going to hit the Earth's core, then it'll melt. But I mean, the sooner, you know. The,
yeah.
anyway, I look at that and I understand what the problem is because, even though they're dealing with deficit spending like in New York, everything was budgeted, and one thing that was not budgeted is taking care of 120,000 people, every single thing they had going on, including housing. So but the problem is that New York, whenever I think of New York, I think about a little girl named China Yuna Lee. She was followed by one of those homeless goblins that pushed his way into her apartment as she opened the door, and then he forced her into the tub, and then he stabbed her 41 times.
And that's happening all over the country. Let me tell you what I mean by that.
Yeah.
We have illegal immigrants that are not, quote-unquote, on the list that, they just escaped from prison.
Right.
We're really trying to convince, hey, these people are just here to better themselves. They're killing our citizens.
Right.
I mean, they're robbing, stealing, murdering, and with impunity, not thinking twice about it. That is not guaranteeing life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for the American people that our Constitution demands.
Right. Well, but, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It hasn't government, I mean, in most of these blue enclaves, and on a federal level with the resident in charge, especially with the border, government has failed, haven't they?
They have. They failed miserably. And one of the things I think is interesting, tying in with what you've heard me say before on your show, Bill, there's now it's just coming out today, there is a list, a long list, of senior military officers and even some NCOs that have signed a declaration that it is time for a military tribunal.
Yeah.
That they have.
I've been seeing that. I have been seeing that.
You know,
yeah.
Miley and others have, and it's true, I've been preaching that for years. You can't say that you can't stay unless you get the vaccination. It's an experimental vaccination. And there are just so many other things. They have abdicated their responsibility and their role as senior military officers. They don't just need to be allowed to go home and collect a pension. Now they need to be held accountable. They need to be recalled to active duty and face a military tribunal or court martial.
There you go.
And that's what he's being called for. And I think, quite frankly, they are shocked that the military establishment is now turning and saying, look, you've asked us to sit out on the sidelines, cross our little hands, and do nothing. But you're destroying the country that we have spent years defending. We're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to sit on the sidelines. So 2024 is coming with a major change.
Yeah. Bill. We're running out of time here in the segment, and I know that Michael's got to jump to the next interview because he's very much in demand. InvestUSA.org is his website. He's given over 11,000 vests for free to law enforcement, first responders, their canine patriots, compatriots, rather. And, of course, he's a writer at AmericanThinker.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll look forward to the next interview.
There you go. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
U.S.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As is often the case, whenever I'm trying to line one of my guests up, it's going to be sort of dicey just because of their schedule. So I had not spoken with Alan Gottlieb for quite some time, so I decided to track him down. I tracked him down last week and nailed him down, but I couldn't get him at showtime. So here for your consideration is my discussion with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. And joining me now from Second Amendment Foundation, ensconced in the beautiful Bellevue, Washington State, is Alan Gottlieb, the executive. What are you? You're the executive vice president, or what is it that you are with Second Amendment Foundation? Besides the boss, I've always thought of you as the boss.
Well, you got the title right, executive vice president. Thank you, Bill.
Very good. Now, you guys had a very good year, but no matter what the year is, whether it ends in a 3, 4, or 2, for you guys, the fight really just never really changes, just the calendar changes for you. What all did you do last year?
Well, we had a very exciting, great, successful year. We actually won 13 cases in the courts. And we filed 14 new cases during the course of the year, which brings our total number of cases we're currently actively engaged in at 57 at one time.
So that is primarily what you guys do. You guys specialize in turning these things around. Because is it because the states, and do you have to do a lot of work in the same states over and over again?
That's a very good question. The answer is yes. A good example of that is California, where we have at least 15 of our 57 cases going on at one time right now. So we, you know, 15 challenges, in one state alone. It's basically the very dark blue states, you know, places we're most engaged in is Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, California, and Hawaii.
So with this, and explain, and help me to understand this. These same states keep they started with Bruin. They doubled down a lot. They did a lot of Bruin response legislation to make up for the fact they'd just been slammed around and came up with new novel ideas. Do you ever see a day where you and I get to sit back and just talk about that latest gun you went out hunting with the other day, and that's what we got to concern ourselves with versus all of these legal fights?
Well, the other side just doesn't give up. And like you mentioned, after the Supreme Court ruled in Bruin in favor of Second Amendment rights, they went and they doubled down and passed a lot of new laws on new legal theories and going after more stuff and made things, you know, Bruin basically dealt with concealed carry laws in New York State. And then they went and said, okay, we have to issue you the permit, but we're just going to make sure the permit isn't good. You can't use it anyplace. And, you know, that is the kind of things we're seeing. They get very creative. They've gone after, you know, advertising, anything with firearms that might ever reach a minor or want to make a minor ever want to own a firearm. They keep coming up with all kinds of novel concepts. Somewhere they can maybe run out. I don't think it's going to be in your lifetime or mine.
No. The other thing, though, that I look at, though, is when we look at where the crime is popping, and really popping, seriously popping, it's in these same jurisdictions that tried to restrict the law-abiding citizen from carrying a gun. When do you think there'll ever be a time where the voting constituencies of these areas sit up back and say, well, wait a minute now, this ain't working?
Well, unfortunately for us, those areas are places like Washington, D.C., you know, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle. And the problem is that the constituencies there keep reelecting very left-wing Democrats who hate gun rights. And I just don't see that changing because gun rights isn't the number one issue for the constituents to cast their votes on in those particular places, even though it negatively affects them and they don't seem to realize it. So in those pockets, in those cities controlled by, you know, opponents of Second Amendment rights, I don't see it changing so quickly. The only thing is they're going to run out of the things that they can try and attempt to do over time, and they are going to be slapped down by the courts pretty heavily, but they're not going to go away. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a terrorist against the Bill of Rights, you're going to continue to commit terror.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up. If they got out there and started trying to recycle something that had already been struck but now by the courts, what would the reaction to that be? Would that even have to be taken to court?
Yeah, unfortunately, you always got to go back to court no matter what. You knock down a law and they pass the same law, you're going to have to go back to court and say, hey, you know, you've already struck this down, we need to strike it down again. Unfortunately, you know, your address is in the court system and you don't get much of a choice. But I think somewhere down the line, they sort of stop doing it. They try to come up with a new novel spin and make the law slightly different. You change a few words in the law and say, okay, this one wasn't challenged yet.
That just seems so wrong. But I guess the is it, given the whole election cycle dynamics that come into play, where they're out there, you know, the left thinks that climate change and the gun violence epidemic are the two biggest things they've got that are leading the charge against everything, where in fact it's actually the economy and crime, not the gun violence epidemic, but crime and the border security and everything else. Would a disastrous election cycle for them, even with all the elections they steal and all the dead people that vote, would that reach them, do you think?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, an election cycle where gun rights wins, so to speak, big time, is going to help us in a lot of the purple states. But it isn't going to help us a whole lot in cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Newark. I mean, those kind of places I don't think you're ever going to get. They're so entrenched in office. I don't think you're ever going to get them out of there.
Right.
So there's always going to be something popping up like that. And you know, you win on a federal level and you knock them out, they go to the state level. You win on a state level and knock them out, they go to the inner cities, that they sort of control and with impunity.
Right.
So these people aren't going to go away. You know, when you're such an ideologue and hate guns so much, there's just no way you're going to convince these people that they're wrong.
Is it, you know, I look at Detroit, and I mean, Detroit basically hollowed out for the most part. They lost, what, 3/4 of their population and everything. And then they started to switch back around, even though they're still in Michigan and they still have Gretchen Whitmer as the governor there. But then they hollowed out and everybody went away, and all that was left were the goblins that were the bad people there, and a few good people, of course. But then people started coming back, buying the really good deals on the real estate that you could buy there for, you know, a song. Is that what all the big population centers are going to have happen?
Might be. It's hard to say. Some of these big population centers, again, like let's look at New York. I mean, when they're anchored by, you know, the New York Stock Exchange and the banking industry, there's a lot of those places can only hollow out so much because not everybody can leave.
Right.
Your job is there and you can't get out of it. So, I mean, you know, it's really kind of hard to say. I would love to see some changes in some of these big cities. But again, with all the illegal immigrants that are flooding into these big cities, that are eventually getting rights to vote, even as non-citizens, it's going to be a problem. So the issue is never going to go away, in my opinion. Our side is slowly winning.
Yeah.
And eventually we're going to have more protections of those rights. But the bottom line is that, you know, gun haters are gun haters. And, you know, look around the world. I mean, even when you get shifts in Europe in governments that become, you know, more right of center, libertarian, you still got the issue there. You got to get a lot of laws you got to get rid of. You've got a lot of, you know, politicians that you're just not going to change their minds on. It's going to be in our lifetime. It's not going away.
You can join me by joining Alan at saf.org. You get the most bang for your buck by joining Second Amendment Foundation. He's out there constantly pressing the fight, always first on the scene. Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Been speaking with Alan Gottlieb. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thank you for everything you do.
All right.
Another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Stephen Wilford again, as we do. And you exist within Gun Owners of America in a structure that did not exist with me, which I think is very exciting to consider. And you guys do a lot more outreach, and you are actually much more involved in the entirety of the gun industry. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we work with the industry, the entire industry, whether you're a gun shop or whether you are if you're a gun shop, shooting range or something like that, we have what's called Caliber Club.
Right.
And what that does is that allows those ranges and stuff to buy our merchandise at cost so that they can offer our merchandise to their members of their range and stuff. We also put them on our website to let everybody know they're Caliber Club members. And if they're looking for shooting range, we encourage them to go to that shooting range or to do business with that gun shop and stuff. And in turn, we hope that they will put us on their website to help promote GOA and be able to offer our swag, you know, and they can order, you know, the patches and things that we give out for free for memberships and stuff at their range or at their gun shop. And we put our brochures out there, hopefully to sign up new members. And as far as strategic partnerships go, we sign up industry. You know, Palmetto State Armory is one of our strategic partners. So we let everybody know that Palmetto State Armory, you know, supports GOA, and in turn, you know, we put them on our website as a strategic partner. And we have several strategic partners out there throughout the industry, whether it's Springfield Armory or, you know, some of the rest of them. You know, some, we got some pretty big names that, you know, Sons of Liberty Gun Works, and so we help promote them, and hopefully they help promote us, and we keep them informed of the legal battles that we're going through. Right now, we have some battles going on in Illinois. So since, you know, like Rock River Armory, is in Illinois and Springfield Armory is in Illinois, and we let them know what we're doing in the legal fight, and they help us with the legal fight in Illinois. And so we all work together in an industry setting, and we're all pulling for the same thing.
Right. Now, that is a new thing. That is an absolutely new thing that GOA did not do when I was involved with them, which is, you know, I get that. I understand that. But the thing that I find most exciting about that is what it has to be bringing for you guys.
What it does, you know, I heard someone argue and say, you know, I don't have to be part of an organization like GOA to go down to my state capitol and fight the fight and speak at my state capitol. And I said, you're absolutely right. Please do. Please go down there and fight the fight at the capitol. But if you do that alone, you're one voice. You know, where if you sign up with GOA, and please, I encourage you to do that today, gunowners.org, first, we will give you the information when to go down to the Capitol to fight. You know, you get on our email list, we send you out an email, we let you know what's going on in your area so that you can get out there and you can go and fight and be united. And, you know, if you're one screaming voice at a Capitol, you're one screaming voice.
Right.
If you're a thousand screaming voices, who do you think is going to listen to you?
Well, the decibels better. Are much louder, aren't they? Yeah.
It's going to, you know, we make sure the politicians know what we believe and what we're pulling for and what we're working toward. You know, if you're one voice, that's great. We encourage everybody to go out and do that. But you can't fight these bills like GOA does.
Right.
You can't take off work constantly to go down there to your capital or down there to the United States Capitol and fight the bills.
Right.
You don't have the lawyers behind you to do it unless you join a group, and we can pay for the lawyers all together. And again, please go to gunowners.org. We send our lawyers to talk about and to appeal things and to fight these tyrannical gun laws. And, you know, lawyers aren't cheap. Good lawyers aren't cheap. And cheap lawyers aren't good either.
Well, and plus you guys have attracted some very good talent. Stephen Stambolia.
Absolutely.
Stephen is one of the... He's a creative thinker, and at the same time, he knows each and every little detail about each and every little thing he brings up. He was part of the big Young case that really started shifting things away. That the one of the Ninth Circuit cases they got out there, and for a minute, because of him and Alan Beck, I think it is, was his partner. Constitutional carry was the law of the land in California for a couple of days.
And we have Olson,
yeah.
And you know, and those guys are out there really fighting the fight. And you know, I personally, if I go down to the Capitol and I yell and scream and stuff, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't have the ability to work the legal end of it. And being part of an organization, and we got 2.5 million people being part of an organization like GOA, it gives us the clout to be able to fight it. You know, we're not all George, you know, we're not all, what's his name, the billionaire that fights for gun control, Soros, George Soros.
Yeah.
We're not all billionaires like George Soros.
No.
He can turn around and drop $1 million in a heartbeat to try to do away with your rights. So we have to stand together to fight that kind of tyranny. And you know, that's what GOA does. And that's what we're here for, is to stand together and unite it and say, no, the Constitution says exactly what it means, and it means what it says. Shall not be infringed is exactly what that is.
Yeah, but I mean, the mission and the way it's executed now is so much more exciting. In the early 2010s, 2012, 2013, it was mainly an eval blast and they would get on TV, and Larry would get on TV, and he would whip everybody up. Now you've got lobbying, you've got litigation, and you've got outreach, which is something that is a, this is a new look, and I'm very pleased that they got you to do it.
Educational too.
What's that?
What we do, you have to educate the public to know, because so much of the public doesn't know, first off, that they've lost rights.
Right.
And then second off, they don't know what the value of those rights that they're losing is. You know, so part of our, what we do at gunowners.org is we educate you. We let you know about the rights that you have lost.
Right.
That you didn't realize and how valuable those rights are. And we get you in the fight to regain those losses and to prevent future losses. Please go to gunowners.org and get in the fight.
Yeah, that's a very well spent, what is it? It's still $25.
$25 for a year's membership.
Yep.
And you know, if you like it, you see what we're doing, might bump up to a Patriot membership, yep, which is a monthly donation, or a life membership that's $1,000 for life, once and done.
Do you, and this is just a curious thing, do you think this is all the changing Gun Owners of America has done? And yes or no, we'll have to cover that another day. We'll probably do that, I don't know, maybe tomorrow or something. But just think about that, if you would be so kind. And with that, I lose my call. This is the drama of live radio. This is how this works. Stephen Williford, gunowners.org. If you are not a member, you should be a member. I have done a lot of work with them in the past. And, well, I'll do a lot of work with them later on as well. Just because the fight always is going to be going on. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.